Is music by Charles Mingus, the late great Charles Mingus. That is from his album Let My Children Hear Music, the Mingus Big Band performing a suite that's called Don't Be Afraid, the Clown's Afraid Too. Welcome to Jazz World. My name is Pat. I'm here till 5 p.m. Part two of a series that I called A Revolution in Jazz, because that's all I could come up with, about some musicians who struck out on their own. Today, Max Roach and Charles Mingus, who decided all the way 50 years ago that they would write, produce, sell, distribute, and create and control their own music. Formed their own record label, Debut Records, and we're going to hear some early music by both of them and other exemplary musical examples of both of their bands and how they wrote music and performed. So I hope that you enjoy it. Let's see. So we're going to go next to Max Roach. And this is a small group. It features Hank Mobley on the tenor sax, Gigi Grice on alto sax. Thank you.
Like to play a peace title. Oh Lord, don't let them drop that atomic bomb on me.
two selections by Charles Mingus from the late 1950s from his album, Oh Yeah. And we heard Ecclesiastics, and we heard, Oh Lord, Don't Let Them Drop That Atomic Bomb on Me. It's Mingus with Ross on Roland Kirk on the tenor sax and flute, Booker Irvin also on tenor sax, Jimmy Nepper on trombone, Danny Richmond drums, and Charles Mingus was actually playing the piano and singing. The bass player was Doug Watkins on that recording. The time is about 5 minutes past the hour of four. You're listening to KBOO. We're at 90.7 on your FM dial. The KBOO news comes your way at 5 p.m., free speech news at 5:30. And more jazz also coming up on Friday nights. More jazz on Saturday with Gene the Jazz Machine on Jazz Rap. Also this Saturday, the Board of Directors is having its monthly meeting, Saturday, February the 25th, at KBOO Radio in the back room. It starts at 10 a.m., and the public is invited to attend. So if you'd like to come to a board meeting and see what's going on, you're all welcome to be the part of the process of meetings and seeing how KBOO works. Back to Max Roach. We're going to jump into something slightly different. An album or two albums that are somewhat rare from the late 70s is a duet Max Roach did with Archie Shepp. And I played a lot of Archie Shepp 2 weeks ago from his Impulse years in the 60s. We go to 1979, and Archie Shepp and Max Roach did a series called The Long March, which was released on the interesting but hard-to-find Hat Hut record label from Switzerland. A wonderful record label that really takes a lot of chances with modern jazz over the last 25 years or so, but they're just impossible to find. Try to find Hat Hut anywhere in the world. You see all these great-looking records on this label. They've put out 200 or 300 jazz albums, and if you can find them, good luck. But KBOO, being what it is, has a whole bunch of them, and managed to get on Hat Hut's good side, I guess, once upon a time, and has a bunch of jazz from Hat Hut. So we're going to listen to a couple of selections. So this is saxophone and drum duets, Max Roach and Archie Shepp, and the first thing they're going to play is Giant Step. Mm-hmm. some more music by Charles Mingus. That's a tune, actually, that's called Free Cell Block F, Tis Nazi, USA. With Mingus and his orchestra, that's from the album called Changes, Volume 2, that came out in 1975. A couple of people on that record, the wonderful Danny Richman, one of the great drummers of all time, in there, Jack Walrath on trumpet, Don Pullen on the piano, George Adams on the tenor saxophone. So that's that group. 1975, Atlantic Records, Changes, Volumes 1 and 2, that was Volume 2. Before that, a couple of selections with Max Roach and Archie Shepp from the record The Long March. We heard the last one we heard, the 12-minute piece with the extended drum solo, which at least two people in this building had to stop work because they couldn't work and listen to Max Roach play a drum solo at the same time. It was a piece called Ujamaa that was written by Archie Shepp, recorded at Villisau in Switzerland and live at the Villisau Jazz Festival in 1979. And it's about 4:35 p.m., and this is KBOO. We're at 90.7. There's jazz every Wednesday from noon to 5. For more information on our jazz schedule and our other programs, please go to www.kboo.fm. It's our website. You can find out all about KBOO. Lots of things going on, specials, music specials, public affairs, the things that we do to try to bring you a really great radio station that we hope you get something out of. Every day, whenever you listen, you hear something that's important to you and you enjoy. Or maybe just some nice jazz that stimulates you on a Wednesday afternoon. Music by Max Roach and Archie Shepp. Charles Mingus right now. And in fact, Charles is going to take us back in time to Mississippi. Governor Orville Faubus. So take it away, Charles.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, no applause and keep it down. Your drinks, don't rattle your ice in your glasses and don't ring the cash register. You got it covered? All right. I'd like to continue this set with a composition dedicated to the first or second or third All-American Heel, Faubus, and it's titled The Fables of Faubus. Oh, Lord, don't let them shoot us. Oh, Lord, don't let them stab us. Oh, Lord, don't let them unsettle us. Oh, Lord, no more swastikas. Oh, why are they so sick? And and ridiculous. The brainwash and teach you hate. Thank you. Crow, Jim Crow. Name me a handful. That's ridiculous, Daddy.
Bilbo, Thomas, Bob, Russell, Rocky, Willow,
Willow. Why are they so sick and ridiculous, Danny?
Two, four, three, eight,
brainwash and teach you
Hi, Karumba. Well, that's Max Roach, and that's a big orchestral and choral piece that's called The Prophet. And that's from Max Roach, his album It's Time, composed and arranged by Max Roach in 1962 on Impulse. The name of the album, It's Time, had Abby Lincoln on it, Max Roach, Mal Waldron on piano, Julian Priester trombone, Clifford Jordan tenor sax, Richard Williams trumpet. Hope you enjoyed the show. The KBU News comes your way at 5 p.m. And then A Jazz World with David Lifton next Wednesday. We're going to go out with one last piece. Let's get Dizzy Gillespie in the mix. We'll go to Paris, France, 1989. Max Roach, Dizzy Gillespie, playing a medley, Brother K and South Africa Goddamn. So hope you've enjoyed it. Max Roach, Dizzy Gillespie.
This is KBOO Portland, listener-powered, non-corporate community radio.
KBOO Community Radio has an immediate opening for a part-time temporary pledge drive premium assistant to solicit items that will be given away as thank you gifts during our spring membership drive. The position runs from March 2nd until April 14th. Hours will vary, but should average about 12 per week. The deadline to apply is this Friday, February 24th at 5 p.m. For information on how to apply, go to KBOO's website, www.kboo.fm, or drop by the station during business hours and ask for an application.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the third annual Oregon Queer Youth Conference. The conference is open to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, transsexual, queer, questioning, and intersex youth and their allies under the age of 23 to get together, discuss the issues, and have a crazy cool time. The conference takes place at the Caitlin Gable School, located at 8825 Southwest Barnes Road, on Saturday, February 25th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information, go to www.oqyc.org.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor An Evening in Vietnam, a benefit for Village School Foundation. Experience Vietnamese culture through music and dance featuring nationally known guitarist and storyteller Dun. Enjoy Vietnamese food and a special video presentation of the Village School Foundation's recent efforts to provide education resources to the children of Vietnam. The event will be held at 6:30 p.m. Saturday, February 25th at the PCC Rock Creek Campus, Building Number 3. For more information, please call 503-957-0740 or 503-997-2260.